K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is the pregame edition. Kansas State football at home, taking on UCF tomorrow morning, or when y'all listen to this morning, out there at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. This is the first time I listen to this podcast ever. Tuning in to this K-State podcast, all things Kansas State athletics, football, women's soccer, women's volleyball, cross country, men's and women's golf, and so forth. And here coming up very soon, got practice going on, men's and women's basketball going on, started this week. So we're going to have that here before too long. It's coming up way too fast. First time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast, folks. Again, we're on iTunes, Spotify, wherever. Listen to your Kansas State podcast there, Audio Boom, Amazon. You know what it is, folks, out there. Podbean app. We're going to get this out of the way right now. Podbean app, Greer3, Eddie's podcast. Once again, that is Greer3. Three Eddie's podcast. That is Greer, number 3, EDD, Idea Posterous Podcast. Content coming soon. New content coming soon over there. And of course, please go ahead and tell one K-State person. If you've been a follower of this podcast since the very beginning of the year, in and out, or you've been pretty much been with us since the very, very beginning of this everyday Kansas State podcast, thank you so much for tuning in, hanging out with us, and then of course tell a fellow K-State Wildcat fan about this podcast. Well, all that finally out of the way. Well, it's here. K-State football. Well, hey, that bye week could be a good thing or a bad thing. We're gonna find out here pretty soon as K-State Wildcats 1-3 on one in the Big 12 Conference, taking on the Central Florida Golden Knights, aka UCF, at 3-0, and for this UCF bunch, this is their first Big 12 game of the 2025 season, folks, and they're coming in with Scott Frost there, back, second tenure at UCF, while, of course, you have, Chris Klieman going in here during his, cannot believe it, this is like, what, his seventh season here at K-State, and trying to look for searching currently for answers. Will he get some in this game? I hope so, because you had a bye week to figure some stuff out, obviously. Reading the latest article last night there on K-State Sports, the K-State Sports Network page, or kstatesports.com. Yeah, there, that's even better. Had the singers together, 12 of them, for a little meeting there going on. And yeah, I've been hearing, well, not from that, but obviously, but, well, for what Chris Klieman said, you know, hey, we got to get these guys together and all that. And then hearing former K-State Wildcat players and all that, very, very disappointing. Very disappointing. And that's disappointing lately, folks. So if this is any time to come together, it is now for this team. This team needs to start playing true to expectations. Look, you've been every day here, right, of this podcast, then you probably should know that I've been kind of been trolling the football team. Why? Because, look, the men's golf team's been winning. Volleyball's been winning. Soccer, yes. I know they lost the heartbreaker back on Thursday night against 10th-ranked TCU. They were right there all night long getting after it. Unfortunately, they lost there, but hey, it doesn't mean they had a great season. So they had diminished their season so far. They've been looking pretty good. Volleyball has been rocking and rolling here. Let's see, women's golf been putting it down. Men's team been doing a good job. The Marlogo C won a tournament, like four or five tournaments there as well. So look, man, it's bottom line, no stats. Everybody else can do the stats. Bottom line is, look, all those stats don't mean a damn thing. You got to go out there and win football games, and that's what this K-State football team, who was ranked what, 17th start of the year, drop off face of a cliff. Now you're looking for answers. There's no excuse, and there's definitely no, sure as hell, no excuse. No excuse. We heard all the noise. Now, reading all the articles recently, anyways, about, you know, how this team's going to get fired up and all this other stuff, I want to see it. And you're playing at home. I was on point about this team playing at home and not coming out with energy. I said that on a couple of the reactions already this year. And again, we'll have reaction. Yep. No matter what, reaction addition to the UC. Hopefully, we'll be getting some good vibes here after this UCF game is over. Obviously, the reaction episode will come out on Sunday night. I'm going to record it. We'll see, you know, where everything goes, and then record it as either right 30 minutes or an hour after the game, like I did. It was even that with Iowa State. It was like 15 minutes after the fact. So it could be definitely within an hour's time, and then I'm not going to post it until Sunday evening. It will go out Sunday evening. But yeah, this is UCS first Big 12 game here, folks. So, I mean, it's going to come down to pretty much let's see if I can get through three things here, folks. One thing in energy. Obviously, that's been kind of a thing all year long. Lack of energy this team has shown. I mean, laughing on the sideline and all that. I'm glad that somebody, I believe it was the Go Power Cat podcast with two great episodes with featuring like former players, obviously, and there's one there obviously that been working with the podcast, and then you have another one with actual the same amount of players that played. And look, those are some must listens. Go, not that I incorporate other podcasts, but those are must listens. Go Power Cat, the Power Cat podcast starring Tim Fitzgerald and company over there. Go listen to those episodes. Those are former players, and then of course there was a panel of other players as well on there as well. I don't want to spoil it, but you go check those out. Those are must listens out there, and how they view the team after four games. And now we're coming up to the second slate of four games here, guys. And it all starts, and I'm going to put the building blocks back in here to this podcast. Look, you got to start, it starts with UCF, man. You got to take care of your business here. And this is UCF is scrappy bunch. And it goes back to the energy aspect. And unfortunately, reading the passing, one of their coaches, very sad, definitely prayers out to the UCF Tiger University on that. Of course, but we're praying for you on that one. But on the flip side of the football side, it is time to it's time to match the energy. You're at home in front of 50. Now I don't know how many. Hopefully, be packed, but I don't know. I don't know how it's gonna shake out. You're in front of one of the best fan bases in the Big 12. We're talking about K-State. Go out there. You ain't playing a week. You've heard all the noise from former players, your coach, and all that. How you sucked the first four games of the season. And we are pretty fortunate that we should be sitting here 4-0 for our purposes. For this podcast, anyways. But this team is not. This team is 1-3 at worst. You know, who would have thought the K-State Wildcat football team be sitting in this precarious situation, 1-3? You need a win. You need wins right now. That's just the bottom line. Whether that's UCF tomorrow, obviously you have that Baylor game looming in the wings. You shouldn't be worried about that right now. You should be focused on that 1-0 mentality. It starts with UCF. You got to beat UCF. You got to match your energy. Match it. Do what you need to do. You're at home. Caught in a college game, there's no excuse. You're playing from your home crowd. You shouldn't be embarrassed like that. And North Dakota came in to the bell, whooped your ass. Should have won the game. We pulled something, a rabbit out of the hat there. And that one, Army whooped your ass up and down the field, the run game. So this is the third game at home. This got to turn around for what it is. So this got to turn around. For what it is. So hopefully, you know, okay, this football team, especially the defense side, can step up to the plate and try to shut down UCF run game. Now, I haven't seen a down of UCF football. It don't matter because look, it's the bottom line is you got to match the energy. Second thing, we've heard all the adjustments and all that. I want to actually see it. I mean, obviously, we know the one thing, common thing, we have to see Avery Johnson needs to play like the Avery Johnson we have anticipated. Because look, this podcast, yep, I'm put I've been, again, once again, more critical. Again, everybody else have these kid gloves on. This podcast has been critical. Avery Johnson's play, and once again, look, he's played well up until Arizona. Arizona, to me, he didn't look that good, in my opinion. So, second thing, Avery Johnson, you need to cut loose. You need to let him, Matt Wells, you need to call a better game. Right? I'm not going down that rabbit hole right now. But, hey, Avery Johnson starts with him. Set the tone, and more importantly, you get one of your weapons back, finally, in Dylan Edwards. This is the Pro Parcher Podcast, KSU pregame, UCF. Tomorrow morning when you listen to this, today, game day, Eddie Greer here, the third here. This might be a little short than normal, but we're going to roll right with it here because, hey, no numbers, it's just facts, baby. Facts here on the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. But, yeah, Dylan Edwards, you get him back. Folks, you get him back, finally. And somebody called him out on one of those Powercat podcast episodes with the panel. I can't remember who it was exactly, but again, I'm not going to spoil it because if you have not listened to those episodes, I'll go back and give those a listen. Those were really well done episodes. Probably the better episodes probably so far out of the podcast, but if I had a vote in that. But yeah, somebody called him out saying that, what are you doing to get back on the football field? Well, you know what? Dylan Edwards, according to reports, will be on the sideline in full gear, ready to rock and roll. He should be. Because obviously, Dylan Edwards, that 1-2 punch of Avery Johnson, Dylan Edwards, you need him. We know what Dylan Edwards can do. I don't have to tell you that. Even a young Wildcat fan can probably tell you what Dylan Edwards can do, right? So, yeah. He's a huge part of this offense, and they need him in the worst way, right? Because that puts multiple pressure on the defense, okay? That's just hands down for that situation there as well. I look, hey, we've seen it, but he's been injury prone. Let's just face what it is. And Dylan Edwards, for whatever reason, after like three plays, gets hurt, right? So you got to stay on the field, have our chance. If K-State's going to win tomorrow, or this morning, then he's going to have to be available all for most of the game, obviously. And you got to run the football. That's been another issue, one of the issues there as well. So, but I think for K-State to finally start build those blocks and to finally get this unlock this offense, that's which has been way too inconsistent, in my opinion, unlock five. Unlock him to his full potential, quit making him a pocket passer. Look, he's improving the passing game. I get that. We all get it, right? But that's not the game. That's not his game. I'm pretty sure he wants to run the ball. But for all purposes, whether it's coaches, whether it's Avery's in his head, whatever the case is, it ain't showing. It's got to start with this ball game right here. And yes, I know the theme is like, you are what you are at this point and all that. But K-State is not what they are. They're playing... They're playing little soft-headed, if you will, here as well, in particular at home. You should be rolling on dudes on teams. You shouldn't be hanging around. Look, y'all. The bottom line is you shouldn't be rolling playing around with North Dakota, sorry ass team, and a what's the other team? Army, and losing to Army. Army has sucked. You know what? They've been bad. They've been really bad. We lost to that team? Damn. So, you shouldn't be... Yeah, we got bullied around by Army with the run game and all that stuff. You should not be getting your ass handed to you at home. That draws back to my main point. You should be coming out. If I see that tomorrow, see that kind of game, all this talk, all of her is a lot of talking. I ain't seeing not enough action, none of this other stuff. I better see it, because if I don't, you're gonna get called out on this podcast. pretty sure everybody else is gonna be doing it as well, because we're not afraid to tell the truth. We want to lay it down here on the Purple Project Podcast. So hey, enough playing around, enough dabbing on the sideline. We losing by 10 and all this stuff. Get focused, because look, your season, this is it right here. It starts 1-0. You're pretty much your back against the wall, because and for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, this is not K-State's Big 12 opener. We played that several weeks ago in Ireland, where you gave up a home game to go play Iowa State and you lost. You had chances and you lost. And of course, you can listen to the reaction of that again on the Pro Project Podcast feed, I'm pretty sure, of all that. But yeah, man, so you just, at this point of the season, you had time, you had a chance to take a deep breath and all that, talk to the coaches and all that. Coaches staying back, trying to say, head coach Chris Klein, the football team, saying, "Up, oh, you know, gotta make changes to this, make changes to that. I'm gonna get this right," and all this other stuff. Well, I wanna see it. Let's go, baby, let's go. Third, final thing, this is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports, the KSU pregame show. Pro Project Podcast ahead of UCF at the Bell, first thing at 11. Whenever you listen to this, whether it's tonight or on game day Saturday, Eddie Greer for the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State Sports. Third final thing of note here, and yes, this is going to be the third time. Well, speaking of threes, this is going to be the third time that K-State has played UCF, and all of these meetings have come at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. All obviously the first time before I get to that third thing, and that's particularly the defense, obviously. So the third, yeah, so first time that these two teams play was that Artemis clouds and whatnot, and I was at a retreat when obviously the dark crowds rolling in on the Bill. That obviously you've seen the photos there as well. The rain or thunder, it was a storm delayed game there, and then of course K-State acted out there, and then of course the game I was at a couple years ago, UCF's very 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 first Big 12 game. K-State whooped them, and I believe, I want to say Avery Johnson came in that game. I might be wrong on that, but I think Avery Johnson came in that ball game and scored. So, and that's what he needs to do tomorrow, run the ball and score. Do what you need to do, get your butt in gear. Third, final thing here on the pregame here, the defense, well, again, that it goes back to that word energy, and you got to stop the run game. I'm just gonna leave it right there. You stop. Be physical. Fly around, and be physical. That is the message. My message. My key. My last key for the K-State defense. Be fast. Physical. What are we doing? It goes back. All goes back to come pleasing the home crowd. Your 50,000 fans packed the purple. Go do what you gotta do. Quit playing around with these. I am not seeing UCF football this year anyways. All I can see is their record, 3-0, okay? And everybody say, they're bad. Well, hey, we ain't so good either right now. So there's that. That's just the truth. And so UCF, they're coming up in here, they're going to be extra motivated. So you have, again, the defense has to match their energy if they're going to have any shot, and keep them and get off the field on third down. That has been drilled on this podcast. We have seen them, this defense, not get off the field on third down. Last home game, obviously, back to Army, you need to get off the field. So what you need to do, get off the field, put UCF in bad situations or tough situations there as well. So you need to do what you gotta do, and for those of you who cannot be there, FS1 will have the coverage of this game, obviously, so I'm gonna try to get back. I should be back around then anyways for that game. And if you guys are traveling on the road, where that's Midwest, Manhattan, whatever, obviously K-State Sports Network have you covered with Wyatt Thompson, Stan Weber, and Matt Walters on the sideline there as well. So yeah, man, every game's big. Every game's big from here on out. You can't pick out one or two games that, oh yeah, we gotta see this one, Baylor, or we gotta see Texas Tech or Kansas or all that. We gotta focus on UCF. This is what it is, and this is what you, K-State football, this is what you put yourself in, the situation that you put yourself in, and now you gotta go out there and do it here real quick here. Yeah, so the game that I talked about, now it's 2010. I was at a retreat. K-State beat UCF in the first meeting ever between these two teams, 17-13 there. And of course, the beatdown for UCF's first Big 12. Welcome to the Big 12 UCF party. Yeah, we spoiled that in Manhattan, 44-31. That was 2 years ago, almost to the T. Anyways, in September, as we're still in the month of September, and this month has just flown by. I talked about it on this podcast. as well. So we're going to be in October in a minute, and it still feels like summer. Ain't fall yet. So yeah, man. So that's the keys for the EG3 for this podcast. We'll see. Again, Avery Johnson, Dylan Edwards, having those two are very important. And Dylan Edwards needs to stay somehow. Well, obviously, he's going to come out of some situations, but he needs to stay on the field, helmet on, all that, because we know the big play potential that number three brings to this offense, and hopefully we're going to finally see that tomorrow morning in Manhattan, Kansas, there as well. So there's just no more time wasted. No more time wasted for this K-State football team. Head coach Chris Klumman, it's time to get down to business. You had 2 weeks to get ready for UCF, and at this point, you were. And oh, by the way, this is the Big 12 home opener for K-State. I left that out because we already played the actual opener in Ireland. All right, we documented that a lot there as well. And then, of course, yes, the margin of error is very, very thin. Very thin, because the margin they have of these games have been 3 to 4 points. You want to see this? Yes. After all that, I'm gonna pick K-State to win. Yes, I picked them to lose on the spot. Yep, I know. You can get after me a little bit, but hey, the truth is, you know, for some of this game, I picked them to lose and I picked them to win. Obviously, I'm gonna pick K-State to win. Now I'm gonna say more two scores. I'm gonna play safe here, even though yes, K-State they haven't filled their quota this year. K-State, you need some breathing room. You need to go out there and fly around and win this football game. All these stats and it don't matter. All that other stuff. You got to go out there and win the football game. That's just the bottom line. Win the football game. That is the main goal tomorrow. Build the building blocks for you, for y'all. Start tomorrow. UCF. Do what you need to do. Go out there and handle business. Go out there, take care of business, fly around offensively, make plays. Make plays on the offensive side of the ball. Defense, you gotta stop the run. Be physical up front. That is... Be physical for a change. Damn it. Come on now. We K-State, baby. We don't get pushed around very lucky around home. But so far, these two games, it has been... Yeah, we lost by Army by 3, and then having to come from behind by a FCS team that was 5-7 that sucked ass last year. I mean, you gotta put it on. It's time to kind of start to change this narrative of this football team. You came in here with expectations of being in the hunt for a big, for try to get back to Arlington. Well, you've put yourself in the hole by losing that game against Iowa State overseas. So now it's time to change this narrative, man. I'm anxious to see how this team hopefully has changed in the offseason. Not offseason, but the bye week there as well. So again, 11 a.m. tomorrow morning or today, if you're listening to this podcast, Kansas State Wildcats, 1-3, 0-1 in the Big 12, hosting back the UCF Golden Knights, 3-0, and it's going to be Scott Frost and crew's first Big 12 game. We'll see what happens when we get this kicked off at 11 after 11 a.m. Central Time. Pro Project Podcast. Oh yeah, score real quick. Score. Let me see. Did I say two scores? Yeah, I'm gonna play safe here, because if I say blowout, then it's gonna be a close game. Oh boy. Let's see. Let's go. K-State 30, UCF 20. The Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Get it wherever we get your podcast. Spotify. You know what it is. As well, new content coming soon on Podbean. Myself and Alex Aiden, and of course, continue to get the word out about this podcast to your other K-State friends and family out there, wherever you might be living in, whether it's here in KC, back in Manhattan, or you guys are currently on the road driving to wherever y'all might be coming to Manhattan for Under the Bill. Continue to support this podcast. Well, I thank you so much for continuing to listen to me rattle off about K-State athletics. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another pregame episode of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Again, I have a reaction for y'all. I'll probably record with any hour depending on what's going on today, tomorrow, today, whatever it is. And reaction episode will come out again with football back on Sunday night. Go Cats!